give us a little crop update. Talk to us a little bit how things are looking in your area.
We have very variable conditions. We entered the spring with torrential rainfall. We had approximately 15 inches of rain in the month of June alone. Crops that were planted the first 10 days of May definitely did better than crops that were planted later in May. Those later planted crops became very stunted, saturated, fought the torrential rains, and I would say that they're in a pretty poor condition right now. The very early planted would be fair to good. We were faced with large drowned out crop areas, and it's been a challenge.
As you look at this year's crop, talk to me about concerns heading into 2016 as you look at lower commodity prices, reduced yields, and some of the things maybe you were thinking about to be able to maximize your return on investment for the upcoming year.
Well, I think first of all, we've got to get into the crop and find out exactly what we are faced with yield-wise. We know that there's going to be highly variable yields out there, but to what degree is how poor it is, or how, you know, it wasn't as bad. Why, we need to find out exactly where we are there. We are faced with lower commodity prices, and I see input costs as being an area that we're going to have to really watch. Hopefully we can get the fertilizer prices down. Seed costs, fuel cost has came down in recent weeks, so that is going to help some. But with this reduction in commodity prices, we definitely need to see inputs come back in price to balance things out.